Hey guys, Kevin here. Welcome back to the podcast. Today I just want to do a quick reflection. I came across this idea of a commonplace notebook from one of my favorite booktuber, if you will. His name is Jerry Henderson. If you guys want to check him out on YouTube, feel free. Essentially, what I love about Jared is he is a classically trained philosopher. He has a PhD, and then he really brings a lot of new awareness / book recommendation for my daily reading, which I really appreciate him for that. And in a sense, this idea of a commonplace notebook really resonated with me when I watched a couple of his video explaining it. So essentially, what is it, right? Commonplace notebook is a notebook that collects your thoughts, right? It can be a collection of quotes that you recently found, or when you're listening to podcasts or audiobooks, things of that nature. I personally don't use paper notebook very often. Let's say when I want to take notes, right? I usually pull out my Apple Notes, right? On my iPad, typing it out. Say I am taking notes while watching Huberman Lab, right? Things in that nature. And in this particular case, I was like, that's really interesting. So I pulled out my iPad today. I was reading this book called Power Versus Force by David Hawkins. I heard a lot of recommendation. I never really dive into it. So I started reading the book today with my iPad open, with Apple Notes open, with my Apple Pencil, just trying to jot down thoughts and then quotes and then reflect on the thoughts, right? So here's what I noticed is I'm able to kind of get into the zone, all right, the quote-unquote zone, much quicker with a commonplace notebook on the side, with me physically handwriting things down and reflecting it. Right, like one of the big theme of this book, we're probably going to do a series on this, I have no idea yet. Depends on how good this commonplace notebook is. But, right, like power versus force, like force always loses to power, right? They use a couple of examples, like, you know, if you're familiar with Gandhi, right? Gandhi possesses power, right? But the question is, what is the source of that power? What is that force? Force is the violence, right? Like, you know, if you don't know, Gandhi is famous for peaceful protests, right? Anti-violence. So how do you make the distinction? And I really are able to jot down quotes and ask that question, right? I physically write out a question and then it helps me think. And one thing that I noticed is I'm able to get into the focus mode much quicker when I am reading while I have my commonplace notebook on the side. And that's one thing that I really appreciate is that, say we're listening to an audiobook, right, that you might not retain that much information. Sometimes, like when I'm reading a Kindle, I highlight, right? I sometimes feel like I don't retain as much information. And, you know, with the common book notebook open, I can probably do it with a Kindle on the side as well. I really feel like I'm able to grasp the information better, right? There's like, you know, different ways of saying, hey, you know, there's three different ways of learning, right? Visual learners, kinetic learners, right? Like repetitions. There are different theories around it. But for me personally, I feel like I'm able to digest the information much better when I have a commonplace notebook up, right? So just want to share with you guys, according to Jerry Henderson, again, please go check out his YouTube channel if you are interested in philosophical nonfiction. And he does sci-fi, and he goes through his book list once every few weeks. So very, very good follow. And he said for him, a commonplace notebook does three things, or it kind of can do three things for you, right? First, it encourages you to read. Secondly, it encourages you to collect, right, to write down book quotes, your reflection, and then lastly, is for you to reflect, right? So something that I've been experimenting and I'm really liking it so far. So what I just did is I ordered a very nice A4 size Lynchian Drum 1917 notebook from Amazon, and I'm going to try to have it in a physical paper form, see how I like it, and maybe have my iPad as a backup, and essentially have that as like my stream of consciousness notebook, and I can put it on my bookshelf, and I can review it, and I can, you know, flip through it and then go back and forth. I think that's a really interesting idea. So trying this out, just want to share it with you guys real quick. And let me know in the comments or just the feedback section on Spotify if you have heard of the Common Place notebook. Are you going to trying to use it? But I'm going to give it a shot and then see how it goes. So that's it. So this is Kevin with a quick reflection. And then I hope you have a great day. And then have a good one.